Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. All together, please. Om Jnana Timurandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raganatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Prijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gobika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapcha Kanchana Gorange Radhe Brinda Vinishwari Prishabana Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patita Nam Bhavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and commentary, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Canto 4, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Text Number 17. Please repeat. Divya Varsha Sahasranam Sahasram Ahato Jasa Bhoman Bhukshita Bhogan Vai Divyams Chanugrahan Mama Divya Vasha Sahasranam Sahasram Sahasram Ahato Jasa Bhoman Bhukshita Bhogan Vai Divyams Chanugrahan Mama Divya Varsha Sahasranam Sahasram Ahato Jasa Bhoman Bhukshita Bhogan Vai Divyam Chanugrahan Mama Divya Varsha Sahasranam Sahasram Ahato Jasa Bhoman Bhukshita Bhogan Vai Divyam Chanugrahat Vai Mama Divya Varsha Sahasranam Sahasram Ahato Jasa. Please repeat. Divya of the heavenly planets. Varshaha years. Sahasranam of thousands. Sahasram a thousand. Ahata, without being defeated. O Jasaha, your power. Bhoman, of this world. Bhukshita, you will enjoy. Bhogan, enjoyments. Vai, certainly. Divyan, of the heavenly world. Cha, also. Anugrahat, by mercy. Mama, my. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. The Lord then blessed all the Prachetas, saying, my dear princes, by my mercy, you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. Please repeat. The Lord then blessed all the Prachetas, saying, my dear princes, by my mercy, you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. Support Srila Prabhupada. The duration, this is coming and going, the duration of life prescribed for the Prachetas by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is calculated by the time measurements of the higher planetary systems. Our 6 Earth months are said to equal 12 hours in the higher planetary systems.
Hare Krishna.
Hare. Every class is the same problem. Nobody fixes it.
Can you use this one?
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
That's good. Thank you. So we'll start the purport again. The duration of life prescribed for the Prachetas by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is calculated by the time measurements of the higher planetary systems. Our 6 months are said to equal 12 hours in the higher planetary systems. 30 days equal 1 month, and 12 months equal 1 year. In this way, for 1,000,000 years, according to the calculations of the higher planetary system, the Prachetas were allowed to enjoy all kinds of material facilities. Although this lifespan was so long, the Prachetas were given full bodily strength by the grace of the Lord. In the material, if one wants to live for many years, he must enjoy the difficulties of old age. Invalidity. However, were given full bodily strength to enjoy material facilities. This special facility was given to the Prachetas so that they could continue rendering full devotional service. This will be explained in the following verse. So I'll read that following verse because it's very pertinent. Atha mayaya anapayina bhaktya bhavat gunashaya upayasyata madharma nirvidya nirayad atha. Thereafter, that means thereafter your long life of 1,000,000 years, thereafter you will develop an adulterated devotional service unto me, and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets, as well as in the hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. So, Mukum Karochi Vachalam Hungam Laite Girim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Divya Varsha Shahasranam Shahasram Ahato Jasah Bhoman Bukshita Bhogan Vai Divyam Chanu Grahan Mama. The Lord then blessed the Prachetas, saying, my dear princes, by my mercy, you can enjoy all the facilities of the material world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. So this is Lord Vishnu speaking to the Prachetas. They have completed 10,000 years of austerities, particularly as mentioned earlier, they were chanting the stuti given to them by Lord Shiva. That stuti was originally given, if you remember, by Lord Brahma to Shiva. So they performed these great austerities at the request of their father, Prichana Barishat, with a view to satisfying the Supreme Lord. Throughout this chapter, particularly you will see when the Prachetas start to reply to Vishnu, as he's speaking here, later on the Prachetas will respond, they emphasize that we don't want any benediction. Because this is the question that comes up at the beginning of this chapter. What did the Prachetas achieve by their austerity? So the Prachetas emphasize that their only desire to perform these austerities was the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Now this simple point is the key to understanding pure devotional service. You will see this point throughout the Gita, spoken to Arjuna, spoken throughout the Bhagavatam, elaborately expanded in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and of course Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami, that the pure devotee, and that is the actual meaning of a devotee, his aim is simply to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Let my chanting of Hare Krishna, let my chanting of the Bhagavatam, let my hearing of Hare Krishna, let my hearing of the Bhagavatam, let my practical service, whichever I perform in the temple, let my propagation of Krishna consciousness be for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. This is pure bhakti, and yabilasita sunyam. No material hankering. Jnana kyamani anavritam. Anavritam, nothing. No desire for liberation or speculative knowledge or merging into the absolute. Karmani, no desire for some material fruit. Nadhanam, nadhanam, nasundarim. Recently we're studying the Shiksha Stakam. Today is the fourth verse. No desire for wealth, no desire for followers, no desire for the sweet life, Sundarim, beautiful woman, high position, Hiranyakashipu, gold and soft bed. No, nothing for Ravana. And not even, we must understand, what is the Sahajiya pollution? Ravana wanted to enjoy Sita. So we don't even come to devotional service to enjoy rasa, to enjoy Anand. That is not our goal. Our goal is to satisfy Krishna. And if Anand and rasa is bestowed upon us by the mercy of Guru and Krishna and our spiritual awakening, and that rasa and bhav and Anand becomes an obstacle to our service, we push it aside. Ravana wanted to enjoy Sita, the Purna Swarup Shakti. So the Sahajiya contamination is, okay, I don't want mukti, I don't want a material fruit, I'm not hankering for a material thing, but I want to enjoy rasa. So this is another form of selfishness. This is not pure bhakti. The devotee will accept the benediction of the Lord, as we see the Prachetas do here in this chapter, for the satisfaction of the Lord. Just like the beloved and the lover, they exchange happiness and they accept each other's happiness as a means of pleasing the other. So this is a very important point, that within our heart, in the period of sadhana and accomplishment, we should always maintain the desire that is my service, is my chanting, is my Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, is my Archanam, my Vandanam, is it pleasing to the Supreme Lord? Sri Sri Gornitai Krishna Balaram Radha Sham Sundar Lalit Vishaka Gomata Giri Govardhan Shalagram Maharaj Sri Guru Parampara Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai. And if that service is pleasing to the Lord, that is my goal. And as Lishiva Padap, whatever the Lord will give me, whatever, if He will throw me down in the gutter, if He will rise me up to a comfortable position, that is His choice. And even within that position, I will only use all facility for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. And this is what we see here with the Prachetas. Yes, they were requested by their father, Prichina Barishad, to develop potency by austerity and worship of the Supreme Lord, so that they could expand the generations throughout the universe. And so, as a result of their sadhana and archan and their puja and vandanam, they achieved that potency by the grace of the Supreme Lord. But they did not then turn into enjoyers. They did not become ravanas, trying to enjoy spiritual bliss. Rather, from that expanded position of opulence we see mentioned here in the verse, they used all facility to expand their satisfaction, their service to the Supreme Lord. The pure devotee is not a businessman, I'm doing this for you, Krishna, and you do that for me. So that is the first, that is the Tatashta Lakshana Anyabhilashita Sunyam. What is the Swarup Lakshana? That means the internal form of pure bhakti. Krishna Nu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. The devotional service, the very core, the very nature of devotional service is favorable attitude. We are materially conditioned because of an unfavorable attitude towards Krishna. We've discussed this many times. Under Tamishra and under Tamishra. We're rebellious against the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. And we want to become, on that basis, forgetful of Krishna and an enjoyer of the material energy. So the Supreme Lord has created that facility. Very well, you have free will. You are independent living entity. You can reject my service and you can serve yourself in this material energy. And you can dream you are the Lord of all you survey. And you can attempt to enjoy wealth and followers and opulence and have a big dynasty and carve your name on a mausoleum and become famous as a dead body for thousands of years. You can have all that. But I don't recommend it, Arjuna. I don't recommend it, my devotees, Lord Chaitanya says. Lord Krishna is saying, no. Better you awaken your real attitude of favorable attitude. Krishna Anushilanam Sadbir Bhakti preceded it. This is pure bhakti. What is favorable attitude in essence? Favorable attitude means exactly that. Just like if you have a dear friend, you see that friend and you have a favorable attitude. Oh, my friend, come, sit down, have a glass of water, take some nice prasad. The mother has a favorable attitude towards the child. So it means love. It means rati. It means affection. So the only thing that we have to cultivate is this favorable attitude. This attitude of affection to the Supreme Lord. And that will start on the very basis of how we lose that. We lose that attitude by considering, why should I accept the supremacy of Mahavishnu? I am supreme. Let me become independent enjoyer. If we accept from the beginning, as Lord Chaitanya has explained his teachings to Sanatan, Jivera Swarup. There are some foolish people, they say Swarup is something alien to the Jiva, but that is contradictory to the actual term. Jivera Swarup, his intrinsic nature, his intrinsic form. Any pandits? Jivera Swarup oi Nichera Krishnada. That bhakti, that favorable attitude is there, sadhu kabanai. It is not gained from an external position. It is not falsely assumed like the material body. It is the swarup of the jiva. And if the jiva wants to cultivate that by the touch of sadhu sangha, by the touch of hearing the shastra, by the mercy of prasadam, hearing the holy name, if he wants to cultivate that, then he is the most fortunate person. and he just has to accept his swaroop, his nature. I am the servant of Krishna. I am Gopi Bhata Kamalayor Das Das Anudas. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. This is Lord Chaitanya's expansion of this term. If we understand this, this is why why Krishna tells Arjuna, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji, worship me, Mam Namaskuru. Why do we offer obeisances? When we offer obeisances, we are recognizing the superiority of that person. So when we offer obeisances to Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, Radhisham, Sulan, Lilit Vishaka, then we are accepting their supremacy over us. We are saying, I take your shelter, Supreme Lord, and let my sadhana, let my kirtan, let my study of Bhagavatam, let that be for your satisfaction. That is yaji, worship of the Supreme Lord. And we approach, not artificially, through imagination, thinking, I have attained Krishna by my imagination, the sahajiya problem. No, we approach with great awe and reverence. This is the Supreme, Unlimited, Ananta, Supreme Lord before us. And we are valuable to Him. He is our Father. In the Gita, Krishna says, Aham Mata, Aham Pita, Aham Pita Maha. I am the mother, the father, the grandsire. I am the family member of all the living entities. So with this attitude, we can supplicate the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And in one lifetime, re-establish our relationship with Krishna. That relationship is there. But it will only fructify if we understand this attitude of service, selfless service. And this selfless service goes to the topmost devotees. When the gopis heard the flute song of Krishna in Kartik, they ran to see him. They dropped everything. Nadanam, nadanam, nasundarim. I don't want anything from this material situation. Manmani, janmani, ishwari, bhagadha, bhaktiya, hoitiki, twai. I just want your service, Krishna. And they were going not to enjoy Krishna, because in the melody of the flute, they heard Krishna calling them. Krishna wants our service. Krishna wants our association. Let us go there and in some way please Krishna. They didn't go there as enjoyers. They went there as servants. So this is the essence of the soul. This service attitude. However, in the material world it has become inverted. We are preoccupied with our own service. And also in the Shakshastaka, that verse, what is the verse today? Nadanam, nadanam, nasundarim, kavitam, va, jagadisha, kamaye. Mama janmani, janma is, bhagata, bhaktiya, hoiti, ki, twai. Now, how has that mood of rejecting all material enjoyment and being ready to take the service of Krishna as your life and soul? Well, that is explained in the Shikshastaka. If you remember, the Shikshastaka, first verse is comprehensive layout of the stages of bhakti. Chaitadarpana Marjanam. First, by chanting, the mind will become purified. Then bhava rog, material agitation will become less. Then vidyavadu jivanam. Then you'll get personal perception and realization of spiritual truth. Then anandam buddhivardhanam. Anandam buddhivardhanam means at the stage of bhava bhakti, ananda, you will realize your own swarup, your nature and form in relationship to Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya explains, nam nama kuribaha, that in the holy name there are all shaktis. But I have one problem. He's speaking as a sadhaka. I have no attraction for that holy name. When I chant, I have no taste. I chant my 16 rounds, but I have to turn to my friend and talk all sorts of nonsense in the middle of a round or something. Or I fall asleep in the japa. Or I remember my mother's good cooking. This is Chaitadarpana Marjanam, the subconscious. When you clean a room, the dust flies up. So when the mind is being cleaned by the Ma Mantra, past impressions will come up to the consciousness. But I have no taste. Then the next verse, Trinadupi Suni Chena Turor. Right? I don't want respect. I want to give respect. I'm as tolerant as a tree. And then I can chant. I'm getting ruchi now. And then in the next verse, Nadanam Nadanam Sundarim. Why? So that in the second verse we find there's no taste for chanting. In the fourth verse, there is only desire, birth after birth. No janma, no liberation, no karma, no material hankering. Only your service, Krishna. Your unmotivated service. So the transformation is there in the third verse. By chanting in the mood of tolerance, balanced mentality, ready to give all respect to everyone and not expect any respect in return. The devotee is not interested in material respect. With that attitude, we can transform our soul. With this humility, tolerance, giving respect, and not being anxious for respect, then the taste for the name and devotional service will spring up. So on the basis of accepting the Supreme Lord in great awe and reverence as our master, and chanting in this mentality, the soul will arise, the soul will wake up. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhu Kabanai Shravanadi Sudachitte Karideyudai. So this is of prime importance, and we see it exemplified here in the Prachetas. Even though they had performed great austerities, they were not asking for anything other than to know that the Supreme Lord was satisfied with their service. And that is their happiness. This is Prayojan. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is Sambandha Abhide Prayojan. So Sambandha is philosophical knowledge of relationships between Mata, Spirit, Krishna, living entity. Abhideya is the process of awakening the goal and the necessity. So the necessity is that. The necessity is to satisfy Krishna. And that is our swarup. That is our nature. And that is the nature of Krishna. Krishna is Angsena. We are Angsa. We are one fragmental port. Mavai Bungsa Jiva Loke. Krishna is the greatest servant of the creation. Yes, he is the Lord and Master, but Eko Bahunam Yodi Dadati Kamam. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. He is supreme, eternal, conscious, living entity. And what is he doing? He is fulfilling the desires of everyone. So this is his service. He is the supreme master, but he is using his shakti, his powers, to serve. And we see in Srimati Radharani that this his Purna Swarup Shakti is the highest manifestation of service attitude. We don't see Srimati Radharani enjoying. Rather, she is recommending other devotees on the basis of their service. So these pure devotees, like the Prajetas and ultimately Srimati Radharani, their attitude of service is our meditation. How to attain that selfless service. And it is within the heart. And if we contemplate the activities of these supreme devotees, then that will resonate in our heart and awaken our heart. So chanting is very good, but there is a story. There was a man and he had a very blunt sword and he was trying to cut firewood. So his friend came along and he said, "Why are you trying to cut the wood with a blunt sword? Why don't you sharpen it?" He said, "It's taking so long to cut that I have no time to sharpen it." You see the point? So this is the importance of Siddhanta, spiritual knowledge. This will sharpen your chanting and you will be able to cut away the Maya Shakti. You will be able to slip away, cut the Gordian knot. But if you think, "No, I'll just carry on. Those books are very complicated. They're a little long." Of course, you're all coming to hear, even a fool. So you must be great, sincere devotees. But the more you hear, the path of bhakti is the path of hearing Siddhanta. And then, what is that? Janma kama tame divyam evam yovati tatpataha. When through hearing and chanting pada sevanam and remembering Krishna, when you have realized Krishna, then you are ready for the spiritual world. And this is what we see here in this verse. The Prachetas eventually, we see in the next verse, "You will perform the service as requested by your father." They would marry one girl, Marisha, who gave birth to Daksha. Daksha lost his head in front of Lord Shiva, so in more ways than one. So he was reborn again through Marishi, and that Marisha, and then expanded the generations. So you will enjoy all those facilities of the material world and spiritual world. They will be available to you. You'll have no lack of strength or hindrance. So this seems extraordinary. Why is Krishna giving all these things to the Prajetas? Because now he knows that they are fully purified. They are fully situated in their Swarup. And they will use all these facilities in my service without contamination. However, at the end of this service within the material sphere, you'll become completely removed from all material engagements, so to speak, and then you will come back to Godhead. And you will live Shahastra Shastra, 1 million celestial years. So in the purport, if you remember, it is explained there. I work these figures out for your edification on Thursday. One celestial year is equal on earth to 360 years. So the Prajetas were given a lifetime of 1 million celestial years. So years, 360 million. So of course they didn't want to be bothered by old age. Now in the Gita 8:17, Shahastra Yuga Paryantam Aha Brahma Vivo, Lord Brahma, his one day and one night equivalent is 1,000 Divya Yugas, Maha Yugas. So his day is 8,664,000. And he lives by his calculation 100 years. So his lifespan in earth terms, earth years, is 311,040,000,000,000 years. Now the Prajetas on celestial time plane were going to live 360 million earth years, or 1 million celestial years. So if you divide that 360 million into the 311,040,000,000,000 of Lord Brahma, you will see that their lifetime is one part in relationship to Lord Brahma, 860,000. So it is 1/860,000. So they live 1/860,000th of the lifetime of Lord Brahma. So these figures are extraordinary. Just like if you ask the ant, how long does those noisy things that step on your anthill live? They will say, well, I live about 20 days, so I guess they must be living 40 days. This is the relative world. We think this is extraordinary. Lord Brahma is living 311,040,000,000,000 years. We have been conditioned by this false education in Kali Yuga to believe that this planet is the live planet and the rest of the universe is just a load of hot rock at different temperatures. Of course, now they're trying to change their idea, because everyone's got a mobile phone and they're all seeing UFOs and this and that. Of course, where they're coming from, nobody really knows. But this universe, even in Shakespeare, in Hamlet, there is one, there are more things in heaven and earth and heaven than are dreamt of in your philosophy, O Horatio. Horatio is the friend of Hamlet. So this is it. If we just take as our sphere of reference our own life, particularly according to what we have been taught in this materialistic, atheistic education, then our mind will What is this? How is this possible? But actually, the devotee, this is the supreme position of Vedic sadhana. If you actually enter into sadhana bhakti and the study of the shastra, then by the grace of Krishna, you will see the truth of the Bhagavatam. But only through Sri Guru Parampara and by the grace of sadhana bhakti, just like the prajetas, they perform tapasya and they realize the Supreme Lord. So the truth of the extraordinary things in the Bhagavatam is revealed to the pure devotee, the faithful devotee. There is a verse, Yasya Deve Parabhakti Yasya Deve Tata Guru Taishyate Kahita Yatha Prakashante Mahatmana. To the soul, the great soul, who has faith in Guru and Krishna, that means Shastra also, everything is automatically revealed. But our faith is not blind faith. This is also another conception. You have to believe in things that you don't really understand or have realized. That is not faith. In Krishna consciousness, through sadhana bhakti, through service to Guru and Krishna, you realize this is the meaning of achincha bhed abhed. Achincha means achincha, not materially conceivable. Bhed abhed. This is the final point of Sambandha Gyan, that the creation is different and simultaneously non-different from the Supreme Lord. And the realization of the truth of the spiritual material creation and Krishna is achincha. That means you will never work it out through the speculative mind. It has to be revealed by the Supreme Lord within the heart. Prakashante Mahatmana. So you're all devotees. Many years. And you are feeling this within the heart. You're feeling assurance. So understand sadhana bhakti. Understand the process of attaining realization and be attentive to Krishna within the heart. Be attentive to Krishna speaking and revealing within your heart. Madak paratram nanyad kinchid Sutra Mani Gana Iva. Everything is resting upon Krishna. Your consciousness is resting upon Krishna. So the spiritual path also, everything is Krishna, bhed abhed. But through the period of sadhana, we are not told to just meditate as everything as Krishna, but to find Krishna on the transcendental platform and to learn to discriminate between matter and spirit. And where is that Krishna? He is sitting within the heart. You find in this chapter that everything becomes ever fresh by the grace of the Supersoul. So spiritual contemplation, smaranam, it means to pratyahar. It means to withdraw the consciousness from sava upadi vinir muktam, all the external, situate the soul within the consciousness, and then unite that individual soul with Krishna's supreme consciousness. In an attitude of bhakti, and then Krishna will respond. And you will realize the truth of the Bhagavatam. You will realize directly and personally your own Swarup, your own relationship with Krishna. But sharpen the sword and then chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Any question? Okay, well, this morning we have a very special occasion. I have here the prasadam from Srimati Radharani's Mangalarti plate. So everyone can come forward. Now everybody should know that Radharani, she doesn't take anything without offering it to Krishna. So this prasadam has been personally offered by Srimati Radharani to Krishna. Is there anything sweeter than that? Okay.